You're listening to the Qalam Podcast, Ramadan Reflections by Mufti Hussain Kamani. This summer, Mufti Hussain will be teaching the Hadith Intensive. Students will study the different methods of compilation and preservation of a Hadith, the major role female scholars have played in Hadith preservation, the biography of famous Hadith narrators, as well as different Ahadith collections and excerpts from famous Hadith texts like Sahih al-Bukhari. For more information, visit hadithintensive.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى خصوصا على سيد الرسل وخاتم الانبياء وعلى اله الاسكياء واصحابه الاتقياء اما بعد. Anytime you read a love story, you always see that there is one person who expresses their love and the other person either reciprocates and accepts that love and gives love in return. That results in a complete love story. Or on the other hand, you have one person giving their love and the other person just not appreciating it, and the other person just not accepting it. And that results in an incomplete love story, something that when a human being reads it, you don't like reading it. It hurts your heart that one person loves another person so much, and in return, the second person, for whatever reason, doesn't reciprocate the love. There is an incident narrated in the books of Hadith of something similar happening during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Aisha radiallahu anha, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's beloved wife, she freed one of her servants. Her servant's name was Barira radiallahu anha. Barira radiallahu anha was previously married, but as we know in Islam, if a slave is set free, that slave now has a choice to remain in their previous marriage or take out of the marriage. So when she was set free, Barira radiallahu anha opted to exit the marriage. She said, I don't want anything to do with my husband, I'm done. Her husband, however, loved her madly. He loved her so much. He said, Barira, what will life be without you? Who will I wake up to? Who will I give my love to? Who will love me the way you love me? And he said, please stay with me, please stay with me. She said, I'm done with you. And she started walking off. He was chasing her around Medina Munawwara, begging her, Barira, don't leave me, Barira, don't leave me, Barira, don't leave me. The companions, when they saw this, they said, O Messenger of Allah, we are seeing something unique in Medina Munawwara that we haven't seen something before. This man is madly in love with the lady and is giving her every reason for her to stay with him, but she is just fixed on her mind that she won't stay with him. Maybe she had some experience. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, call Barira and call him too. The both of them came in front of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Barira, this man loves you so much. Stay with him. It's the best for you. Barira radiallahu anha said, O Messenger of Allah, is this your advice or is this your command? So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, it's my advice, not my command. She said, Jazakallahu khairan. May Allah reward you for your advice. May Allah give you a high maqam. I'm not staying with this guy. And at the end, Barira radiallahu anha did not stay with him. And when you look at this narration, you think to yourself, oh, heartbroken. He loved her so much. And in some stories, she loved him so much. But love was never complete. When we look at the stories of other human beings, we find our heart to be broken. And we look at the person sometimes who didn't reciprocate and give the love in return that was given to them, sometimes we view that person as the wrong person. Sometimes we view that person as a criminal. So commonly, this is how people view disobedient children. That their parents give them so much love, they give them so much love, but those children never reciprocate the love, even on a fraction of a level, and giving that love back to the parents. So now keep that in mind. And I want to take this very same mindset that you're in right now to a much more serious relationship and a level of love and a relationship of love that was established, which unfortunately we as mankind have failed to reciprocate. Open the Quran and read about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Read the sifat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the characteristics that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is described in the Quran that Allah uses himself. And you will find this theme of love and mercy. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those who really believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they see that love of Allah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ, their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only increase because they will see a being who loved them more than their mother can ever imagine loving them. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created mercy and divided into 100 portions. And out of those 100 portions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reserved 99 for Himself and gave one portion to this dunya. And that one portion is distributed amongst every human being that will ever exist on this earth. Not only human beings, the hadith actually says that one portion is also divided amongst the animals. It's even divided amongst the birds, even amongst the fish. Any human being that has love, and as parents, for those of us who are parents, ask yourself, how much do you love your children? Ask yourself the joy you feel when you embrace your child, when you kiss your child, when your child is sitting in front of you. No matter how disobedient your child is, at the end of the day, you will not accept anyone raising their voice against your child, because at the end of the day, whose child is it? It's your child, right? I shared the narration with you guys earlier on in Ramadan. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala shares a story of his own. He says one day, there was that some narrations say that it was Ibn al-Qayyim himself, and according to some traditions, Ibn al-Qayyim narrates this regarding another pious person. Regardless, there was a pious person who was walking in the streets, and as he was walking, he saw there was a home, the door was open, the son and mother were arguing, and in the middle of the argument, the son kind of walked out, and the mother closed the door on him too. The mother was watching, he walked a little forward, he took a few steps ahead, he went, sat down on the, at the bottom of the staircase, his mother was inside the house. The kid sat there for a little bit, then turned back around, came back to the door. He was too shameful to knock on the door. So what the child did was he put his head against the door, covered himself with a shawl, and went to sleep there. He says a little while later, his mother came, she opened the door, she saw her child. Even though she was angry at him, she started crying, she went to her child and she embraced her child. And she woke her child up and said, "Why did you disobey me? Don't you know how much I love you? And after all this love, all you can do is betray me and speak back to me and be disrespectful to your mother." She said to him, "Promise you'll never do it again." He says to his mom, "I promise I won't do it again." And his mom walks him right back inside the door. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala says, this is the relationship that every servant has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is such that while you and I sleep at night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as it is appropriate for Him, descends to the heavens of the earth and says, "Is there anyone who wants my forgiveness? Is there anyone who wants anything?" While we remain asleep, our Allah is asking us, "Is there anything that you need?" Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commitment to loving you is all over the Quran. وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses everything. You may forget about the Allah that loves you, but your Allah will never forget about you. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةٌ وَلَا نَوْمٌ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يَشْفَعُ عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ. He has all knowledge of you. It never misses Him for a moment. No one can harm Allah. No one can even intercede in front of Allah without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah knows everything in front of you, everything behind you. Your Allah is constantly observing you. As Allah says in the Quran, وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Closer to you than your jugular vein, your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, رَبُّكُمْ أَعْلَمُ بِكُمْ. Your Lord knows you better than you know yourself. The thoughts that are crossing your mind, the emotions you're experiencing, the weakness that you're going through, the strength you have in you, your Lord knows of all of that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created that in you. So you may use your circumstances and come back to your Lord. And one day, just one day, attest to your Lord, "Ya Allah, I have love for you as you've always loved me. Ya Allah, you created me. You created this face. You gave me ability." فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَّا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. Right? الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ فِي أَيِّ صُورَةٍ مَّا شَاءَ رَكَّبَكَ. That your Lord fixed everything for you. Your Lord loved you before you were even in existence. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. And then Allah says, إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. That Allah created you, Allah was aware of you before you were even in existence. Your Lord had already committed His love to you. Then Allah says that from my servants, from my creation, there will be those who will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will live their life in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worshipping Him in His obedience. And then there will be those people who will be negligent of this everlasting love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for His creation. Aisha radiallahu anha says that one day she was at home and someone knocked on the door. She opened the door and there was this mother with two children by her side and they were all hungry. They asked Aisha radiallahu anha if she had any food. Aisha radiallahu anha, she went inside. She had three dates. She brought the three dates forth and she gave it to them. The mother took one date and she gave one date to each of her child. And she continued to thank Aisha radiallahu anha for her generosity. While she was thanking Aisha radiallahu anha, the younger kids, what did they do? They inhaled their date. They ate it very quickly. After eating their date, what were the kids going to do now? They saw one date left and it was in their mother's hand. They started looking at their mother with hunger, wanting more. So Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was observing this all. Remember, Aisha radiallahu anha did not have her own children. Keep that in mind. So she was still understanding the love that a mother had for her child. She's saying that the mother was in front of me. She was hungry herself. I can see it all over her. But she took her date. She split it in two, gave half to one child, half for the other child, and she went away. Aisha radiallahu anha says, I was so puzzled and amazed by this love that when later on that day the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came, she said, I asked the Prophet, O Messenger of Allah, can a mother really love her child that much that she took her date and split it in half? And I want you to reflect over this. How many times have our mothers and fathers sacrificed their own comfort for our comfort? How many times have you heard your mom say, I'm not hungry, when you know for a fact that she's hungry, but she gives you her food? How many times do you hear your father say, I'm not thirsty, even though you know for a fact he's thirsty, but he gives you his drink? That's the love they have. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam finished off that narration by saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves his creation many more folds. You can disobey Allah you want, all you want to. Shaitan can make you think that you are distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not loved you, he wouldn't have made you from the insan. He wouldn't have made you from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He wouldn't have given your heart iman. Allah wouldn't have given you the tawfiq to live in this Ramadan. Your Lord wouldn't give you the ability to walk through the doors of these masajid. Your Lord wouldn't let you sit here right now. If you think your Lord has nothing to do with you sitting here listening to my words, you've been deluded by shaitan. If you think your Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has nothing with the thoughts that are crossing your mind right now and the emotions you're trying to reconcile right now, if you think Allah has nothing to do with any of this, your shaitan has once again deluded you. And even though shaitan is locked away, his effects still remain now and we continue to be deluded. Your Allah is waiting for you. The doors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never close upon you. The world may close their doors, but remember that when you go into sajda, you will find your Allah there. And when you come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when your heart finally learns to beat in the love of Allah, when that flat line starts some movement and you start feeling what the purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you for, go and ask to the people. Go and ask the people who've shed one tear in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They'll tell you that was the day they learned to live. Before that, they were completely dead. That tear had no pain, had no agony, had no sorrow, had no pain. When a person cries for Allah, that's when your heart feels liberated. That's when you find the purpose of your creation. Before this Ramadan ends, I plead to every one of you, find a moment where you can disconnect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where you can find that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your Lord is waiting for you, and I tell you this without any exaggeration. And finally, when that servant knocks on the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, I'm back. Your Lord says to you, Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Oh insan, what took you so long? I was waiting for you every night, every day that you were going to come back, and I kept giving you opportunity after opportunity, kept giving you the path, kept showing you, kept putting people in your pathway, kept allowing you to hear the words of the Quran, but you kept ignoring me. Why were you ignoring me? Do you know how happy it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you and I, broken, dead sinners, turn back to Allah? Even though Allah has no need for us, prophets have worshipped Him. Awliya have praised Him. And here you and I, you know, total sinners, when we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it brings such joy to Allah. And I close with this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, while explaining to the companions how happy it makes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when sinners turn back to their Lord, he said, imagine a person who's traveling in the middle of the desert. There is no sign of any life at all. This person is traveling with his camel has all of his provisions on it. And then while traveling through the heat of the desert, he sees one tree. He decides to lie underneath a tree to take a little nap. as this person lies down, when he wakes up, he finds that his camel has ran away and it's gone. When this person's camel is gone, what does he think to himself? There's no way to live. I'm in the middle of an ocean of sand. I can't go anywhere. Sometimes spiritually you feel like you're stranded. I have such a past, so much bad I've done, so much bad I feel right now. I can only see my future building upon that bad. You feel like you are in an ocean or in a desert of desperacy, that I'm desperate. You become despondent. And that's the feeling that that person feels, that death is imminent. It's going to come. He says, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, he walks a little here, walks a little there, tries to find this animal, but when he realizes that there is no animal, he realizes that death will definitely come. So what he does is, he returns back to that tree. He lies down and closes his eyes, knowing that now the next time I wake up will be death. And with the hope of death, this person closes his eyes. Then he opens his eyes. When he opens his eyes, what's standing in front of him? The camel. And it's fully loaded. The food, the drink, the sharbat, the samosas, all of it's there. And this guy jumps at the camel, he grabs it. And he says, oh Allah, he says, Alhamdulillah, anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. What does this person say? He's in so much joy. The hadith says that this person, when he praises Allah, what does he say? Anta abdi wa ana rabbuk. He's supposed to say, Ya Allah, you're my Lord and I'm your servant. But because he's so shocked that he just got a second chance at life, that he says, Ya Allah, you are my servant and I'm your Lord. And the Sahaba, they smiled. Because they realized that this person didn't say it consciously. He was so amazed at that moment that he's been given a second chance, that he said something that obviously he doesn't mean at all. So similarly, the joy that it brings to Allah, the pleasure that it brings to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you and I will return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala someday. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love is not generic. It's not some generic Walgreen pill that you get because it's the cheapest one on the shelf. The love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for each and every one of us is very special. It's very specific. Had it not been for that love, we wouldn't even exist. Had it not been for that mercy, you and I wouldn't exist. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam read the ayah, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. If you punish them, O Allah, then they are your servants. And if you forgive them, then you're the merciful. And he cried and cried and cried. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Jibreel alayhi salam to me. Jibreel alayhi salam came and said, O Messenger of Allah, what makes you cry? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I'm concerned of my ummah. What's going to happen to them on the day of judgment? I don't want any of them to be punished. I want all of them to go to Jannah. Jibreel alayhi salam went back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, oh Allah, the reason why your messenger is crying is because he's worried about his ummah. He's worried about us. The thought of it keeps him awake. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Jibreel, go and tell him that if you are so worried about them, know that on the day of judgment, we will please you and you will not be harmed in any way. وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. Allah will please you. And in one narration, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, then I will not be pleased until every man and every lady will go into Jannah before me. Meaning all of them will be given their Jannah, inshallah al-Aziz. Be optimistic. Get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't let your past hold you down. Don't let anyone tell you that you aren't worthy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's their twisted image of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes as parents, the image we draw of our Creator is as if we're describing a demon in front of our kids. Which Allah are you talking about? The Allah that you and I know of is the Allah whose words we start by reading every day. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman ad-Dunya wa Rahim al-Akhirah. That Allah's mercy is infinite. Not only in this world, but also in the hereafter. Anyone who gave up on Allah's mercy was always a loser. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا تَيْأَسُوا مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as we tell a child, never give up on your parents. Your parents always love you. Sometimes they won't agree upon the person that you want to marry. Sometimes they may not be happy with the car you're buying or the decisions you're making with your career. But at the end of the day, they always love you. Never forget that about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, and I close with this hadith. He advised the ummah, he spoke to the ummah at large, and he said, promise me you will not leave this world. Promise me you will not leave this world. But as you die, you have the best thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. that my Lord is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahimin. My Lord will forgive me. And my Lord is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That's the Allah that we've known. And inshallah, that is the Allah that will judge us with His fadl, not with His adl on the Day of Judgment, inshallah al-Aziz. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.